So I talked about how the mind and senses can contaminate. What about the intelligence? Yes, the intelligence can also be contaminated. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says that in 3.40 that karma, selfish desire, is situated indriyani, mano, buddhi, senses, mind, and intelligence, all three. What this means is, Prabhupada says in a lecture that we are meant to use our intelligence to control the enjoyment of it. But we are used to enjoying intelligently. Enjoying intelligently means we think I can enjoy in a way clever enough that I won't get the consequence. But it doesn't work like that. Because whenever we indulge, the impressions are created in the consciousness. And those impressions are going to pull us again and again. So we may not be caught for our indulgences, but we will be caught by our indulgences. We may indulge, we may do something wrong, and nobody comes to know about it. So we think, I was not caught by it. I was not caught for it. We will not be caught for our indulgences, but we will be caught by our indulgences. Every time we indulge in something, then that desire becomes stronger and stronger. By repeated indulgence, the impulsive becomes compulsive. And then that compulsive desire itself is bondage. Again and again, we try to do the same thing. So essentially, with our intelligence, we need to understand based on Shastric study, that what material desires, if I indulge in them, that will have damaging consequences. Not just spiritual, but in material. And people get too entangled in things. They become addicts and they suffer. So our intelligence, if it is not guided by scripture, we can assume that our intelligence right now is contaminated. So, the intelligence will plot and scheme how I can enjoy intelligence. It's like, what is the thing? How close can I get to sin without sinning? That is the question that the intelligence that is deceived asks. But the intelligence that is wise, the intelligence that is spiritually guided, understand that, so why should I go to that danger? I might just get swept away beyond the line that I have decided. So better not indulge in this. Let us stay away from this. So the way to purify and to purify our intelligence is to regular scriptural study. So when we hear regularly, study regularly, then our intelligence becomes two things. It becomes strong and it becomes sharp. Strong means that when the desire comes, we are able to resist it. Sharp means when the desire comes, we notice it. Sometimes what happens, the desire comes and the desire makes us do things that we don't even notice it. But so regular scriptural study makes our intelligence strong and sharp. We are alert to catch it when the desire comes, and we have the enough muscles to resist the desire. So, although we have intelligence which is presently contaminated, but by regular scriptural study, it can become purified. So, for all practical purposes, you know, for us, intelligence means, especially with respect to making choices in life, moral choices. So, intelligence means the words of Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. We may all have different levels of intelligence and say how fast we can do mathematical sums, how much we can remember people's names. How much we can, we all have different kinds of intelligences. They are just karmic gifts. And if you have them, we use them. But when scripture talks about intelligence, it is primarily talking about the discriminating and decision-making ability. This is right, this is wrong. This is beneficial, this is harmful. That capacity is what is enhanced by regular scriptural study. So if you don't do that, if you're not hearing regularly, studying regularly, then our intelligence will be taken over by the worldly desires. And instead of using the intelligence to stop sensual indulgence, we will use the intelligence to indulge sensually and then cover things up. Does that answer the question?
When does it become the form directly?